We are announcing that we are launching a criminal investigation into OpenAI and ChatGPT, and we'll be sending criminal subpoenas to OpenAI probably right now. We have been looking into the recent FSU shooting and that shooter's communications with ChatGPT. Now, that communication and our review of that communication has revealed that a criminal investigation is necessary. And unfortunately, what we've seen in our initial review is that ChatGPT offered significant advice to the shooter before he committed such heinous crimes. The communication between the shooter and ChatGPT revealed that the chatbot advised the shooter on what type of gun to use, on which ammo went with which gun, on whether or not a gun would be useful in short range. ChatGPT advised the shooter on what time of day would be appropriate for the shooting to interact with more people, and where on campus would be the place to encounter a higher population. My prosecutors have looked at this, and they've told me if it was a person on the other end of that screen, we would be charging them with murder. Now, of course, ChatGPT is not a person, but that does not absolve our office, my prosecution team, of our duty to investigate whether or not there is criminal culpability here for a corporation. Just because this is a chatbot and AI does not mean that there is not criminal culpability. So we are going to look at who knew what, designed what, or should have known what. And if it is clear that individuals knew that this type of dangerous behavior might take place, that these types of unfortunate, tragic events might take place, and nevertheless still turned to profit, still allowed this business to operate,